You're listening to Daycare Overhaul, Doing Childcare Better, presented by Childcare BizHelp.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Daycare Overhaul, where we do childcare better. I'm Justina Patterson.
I'm Caroline Jens.
You had a really funny smile on your face just then.
I know, because we're going to be talking about a really cool topic.
But first, we need to talk about these super sparkly cups that we have here. My cover's on wrong, but...
I love my mug or cup. What do you call this? This is like a big old thermos for those that aren't watching us. It's like a gallon of water in here.
I think it's like a 30-ouncer, 20-ouncer.
But thank you to our friend Mandy.
Bottled up and stuff.
For making us these beautiful, beautiful
sparkly cups.
Yeah, they're pretty amazing.
I think water just tastes better drinking from them.
Well, because a friend made them out of love.
Right.
And she wanted to be there with us during our podcast experiences.
It's like she's here.
She is. Mandy, you're here right now. No, we appreciate her and love what she does, bottled up and stuff. So you want to kick us off today because this is like your alley. Your topic.
My alley?
This is your topic. This is like your backpack, how you roll. I don't know. How do you ever want to say
I thought you were
going
to say I was like Dora the Explorer and I had a backpack.
Well, maybe.
I do like a backpack.
I do too.
But it has to have lots of pockets and places to put things. It can't just be like a big open free-for-all.
You know what's really funny is every time that our video producer comes to record these podcasts, Maddie, she comes like a bag lady. She's got like 50 bags.
So are you saying she needs a backpack?
I think she needs like 10 backpacks. She's giving me a funny look.
She needs like luggage, like the big.
I was thinking about getting. I saw one of those in the store the other day and I was like, I need to get her one of those because then you don't have to like lug everything and carry it because she's just this little teeny thing. And so having her own.
It probably would weigh more than her. She would pull it with all of her the equipment. I didn't know if you were going to keep talking about that.
No, that was all I...
You really... That really tapered off very quickly. You're like,
I know. I keep looking like, what's next?
Well, today, we're gonna go back to the beginning. We're going to...
You mean Genesis 1-1?
No. No? We're going to...
The beginning.
We're going to go back to basics.
All right, back to basics.
As we're recording this right now, in real time, there's a lot that's happening in the world. We're going through a health epidemic and, you know, it's a public state of emergency. Is that what they're calling it? And so in times like these, and really all the time, it's important to remember your basics and what you always need to be doing all the time in your centers. Aside from taking care of your children and that sort of thing. That goes without saying, but.
Right. It's times like this where we can kind of. Reflect on the things that we should always be doing.
Right.
That sometimes in just like the craziness of our lives and how our business is going, we forget those basics.
Right. And I also think, you know, a month ago, we're in the position there are centers that have 500 kids on their waiting list.
I know a center that has
right.
that.
And you know, that number sounds crazy, but we know of a center that has that, which... That's a great problem to have, but fast forward a month, now centers...
They're lucky to have 50.
Enrolled. There or whatever because of everything that's going on and all the uncertainty. So in times like this, and any time, we need to remember the basics. I am a firm believer you should never, ever stop marketing. If I were to hear someone say, well, we're full, we don't need to worry about that. That's wrong. You always need to worry about it.
Well, you know what's crazy? Is honestly the last year, that's what a lot of people have been saying. You know, we have a waiting list, we're full, we really don't have to worry about that. You know, I can't even think about that because we can't even keep up with what we have. And now here we are.
Which, you know, okay, so you don't need to go to extreme measures to market. You don't need to do crazy things. You probably don't need to take out a billboard or a radio ad. Not that, you know, we think those are good things in certain situations. However... When you're just trying to get through, or if you do have that quote unquote, you're full, you should still be marketing. You should still be doing something so that you're there. And so we're going to be talking about four different areas that you should always be focusing on that are, we consider the basics in what you should be doing for marketing.
Right. So today's just very simple the basics, square one.
Well, and I think we've talked previously or in upcoming, depending upon when things get published, you know. Sorry, this is not live. Shocker.
Shocker.
But, you know, we talk about, like, what extra can you do? What more can you do? And sometimes, like, you need to do that. You need to do something extra special. But you should always be doing the basics. So I think that that's where we're going to get started.
All right, let's do it.
So the first thing, as you need to remember, is your foundation. And we talked about this. Episode number one of Daycare Overhaul was essentially we set our foundation for the podcast. But centers should be setting their foundation always. You should always know, what are your core values? What is your vision? What is your mission? Are you upholding those? Are you maintaining those? Are you talking about them?
Well, and what makes you different? And what's really crazy is that there's been a number of times that I've asked childcare centers, like, what differentiates them from their competition? And they don't really have an answer. You know, they use the same kind of answers. Well, you know, we have better quality, we have better teachers, but that's just kind of an easy way.
I think everyone says that. So right. How is that different?
Right.
Whether or not it very well may be true.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that you have to get a little bit creative when you talk about your differentiators, because you might not realize that this little tiny thing you do, maybe you bring in a person that plays guitar once a week. Maybe that's your differentiator.
Right.
Is you really are believe in music and the arts.
Right.
And you might just be like, no, that's just what we do. Well, no, that's what differentiates you from the center down the street.
I know a center that, you know, really differentiates themselves by every morning they greet the families when they come in.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you think that you greet the families, right? You know, like as,
hey,
as
how are you doing?
Yeah. You know, good morning. But no, they actually designate time aside in their day to make sure they're there to greet every single family when they're coming in during those busy, like, drop-in hours. And so the parents actually feel it when they're not there, mm-hmm. when they're not being greeted in the morning. And I've watched this in action where these kids go up and they hug their, you know, hug them as they come in the door. That is their differentiator.
And it's not them sitting at their desk saying hi. It's them being out in their,
right.
in their entrance, in their lobby, saying, hi, how are you? Loving on the kids, mm-hmm. you know, having that conversation. That's a differentiator.
Right. And as we're going through this time right now in our world, are there new differentiators that are coming out that you're turning into? You know, you might be becoming a stronger, better, more innovative childcare center because of what we're going through. And so what your core values were before this epidemic and what your core values are going to be after may not be the same.
And I think it's okay to realize, like, it's okay if they change. Now, I wouldn't recommend changing them, like, once a year. That might be too much.
I mean, you think? I mean, could you imagine if you had to change all your materials?
Well, and because we're very big firm believers in displaying those core values and having them put in materials, and we're going to talk about that. So, like, just the financial ramifications of changing them all the time, it's not feasible. But if number one, again, we talked about this in podcasts, numero uno, if you don't have core values, you should have them. Or, you know, if it's been 10 years since you visited them, is it time to update them or change the language? All, you know, maybe the core value still holds true, but you want to change how you display it.
Right.
I think for a period of time, we're like, okay, let's have words. Now we're finding phrases mm-hmm. are more impactful with descriptions. So it's not just, we believe
in safety
and teaching. Great. You all should. But what does that mean for you?
Yeah, I think that's a really good point, because for a long time it was one word for, you know, well, if you had four core values, it was like one word per core value.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're finding, like, you have these defining phrases for each one. So it might just be doing that. And I think you brought this up too, which I really appreciate, is that, do you believe in who you are?
Mm-hmm.
Does your staff believe in that? That is really who you are. Do they even know? I mean, is this something that you're just saying this is who we are and no one really believes it?
Right. So, you know, when we talk about marketing and going back to basics, you're not just marketing to families, you're marketing to teachers. And I think that there's a level of marketing to your current families and or your current staff. Like, I know that kind of sounds weird, but you should still be engaging them. And
right.
it's a sense of marketing to them. and making sure, do they know what your core values are? Did you recently change them? Did you tell your families about it? Have you told your teachers? Do they have input in your vision or your mission so that they get that buy-in? And when they get that buy-in, they want to live that as opposed to just being told something. Mm-hmm. Like, give them a little bit of ownership over it.
Right. So that is a really good, you know, getting back to the basics, you know, really knowing who you are. I think that's a really great start. And that's simple. It doesn't really cost you anything except for time to just, you know, sit and really think about it.
Mm-hmm. And then making sure you're just talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
So number two is, what is the image that you're displaying, whether that be in your marketing, in your facility, online, that sort of thing. So are you consistent with posting online and on social media? Whether you're full or not, whether you're open or not, you should be posting all the time.
All the time.
Unless you're closed for business for good, then obviously don't keep posting because that's confusing. But that's, you know, like, wouldn't it be weird if, like, you found out a business was closed permanently and they were still posting on their Facebook?
I think that would be crazy.
I don't know that would happen, but I think it.
Hey, did you know we're closed? Hey, today we're closed. Hey, but, today we're closed for day number three.
You know, but not just saying, like, hey, we're closed, but, like, what if they are still putting out, you know, pictures or memes or something? That's confusing to the consumer, you know. So again, like in times that we're in right now, some centers are having to close their doors for who knows how long, you know, whether it be 2 weeks, whatever. Still post on social media. You still want to be a presence in the lives of your consumers.
Right, right.
And so that kind of ties into, are you posting videos? Like, what if you just posted a video like once a week that said, hey, like, I don't know, whatever you would say. Like, hey, this is, hope you're having a good week.
Right. Using video is really important in your, in posting online. You know, we have to make sure that, you know, what we're posting, are we posting enough? Are we posting information that's going to speak to both our target markets, our families and our teachers? You know, is that content relevant to them? You know, are you posting not just to get new enrollment or get new teachers, but are you posting information that brings value? You know, are you sharing resources?
And I think you brought up a good point. So if a center's full right now, they might think, I may not need to put an enrollment post out there, but you should, because you never know. I, you know, when we worked in the center, I would always tell parents, we don't have room now, but that doesn't mean it won't change tomorrow. Because it literally could change that quickly. You could have a family that, oh, mom got relocated and we have to move to a new state, and there you lose three kids.
Right. Or they don't know that you maybe take infants at your childcare center because you never post about infants.
Mm-hmm.
And so using that, you know, making sure that your online presence is representative of everything that's going on in your center.
But in the situation, if you desperately need enrollment, it should not always be all about getting enrollment, because that looks
there's
a little too.
There's nothing worse than that.
It looks a little too, you know, I'm going to use air quotes here, salesy.
Salesy.
And you want to be as authentic as possible. So trickling that in there, maybe a couple times a month, and trying to show all the other great things that you're doing, that will sell itself.
Right. So, you know, keeping in mind that when you're back to the basics, just, I know that posting on social media can seem like hard task work, mm-hmm. because you're having to be creative every day and put pictures and blah, blah, blah. But think if you could just at least do one a day. And, you know, one thing that we always recommend is try to post a week in advance if you can.
If you are just using Facebook specifically, you can schedule posts on there to post, I think, for up to like 6 months or something.
Right.
Not that we would recommend doing that, because a lot can change in 6 months. But even if you had to do a week or two at a time, or like at least you're putting content out there, even if it's just like a meme about parenting or like a funny quote or something funny the kids said or something. At right. least it's something you're putting
out there. Or activities for families with their kids, things that right. they can do, that kind of stuff.
It doesn't necessarily have to be specific content that's happening today in your center. Like, that's always great. But if you can't do that,
right.
something.
Yeah, so making sure that your image is being displayed as you're posting online, definitely your website.
Yes, website should, is your website, does it speak to families and teachers? I don't know how many times we've seen people don't have career pages.
Mm-hmm.
And so you don't always think about that, because you're always thinking about marketing to families. But career pages are so important. in how you speak to the teachers and how, not just say, here's a job description, apply, but like, how are you, essentially, what's your differentiator for your staff too? Is your differentiator for families, does it cross over into staff? Or is there kind of like a different differentiator? Do you give your staff pizza every Friday? I don't know what it might
be. Pizza every Friday.
I mean, or like, is that one of the things that the staff looks forward to? That's a huge deal. That could be a big thing that, like, for some people.
Well, and another thing is, and I think we're going to get into this in a soon podcast after this one, is we're really going to talk about your online presence, mm-hmm. and, you know, SEO and website and all that good stuff. So I don't want to give too much information, but, you know, your website is really your image online. Mm-hmm. So your facility is your image in person. And so we need to be just as concerned about our facility as our online image.
Well, and if we're being real, if someone hears about you, if I say, hey, Caroline, do you have a childcare center that you recommend? I need a place to take my child. You're going to recommend somewhere to me. And the first thing I'm going to do, I'm going to Google it or look on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Or some other social media. I think Facebook is like the main one, but there's, you know, a vast majority of social medias out there. But those are probably the two main things someone's going to do first. So if you don't have a presence on either one of those.
Or if it's the wrong presence.
Or if it's the wrong presence. Or if you haven't updated anything recently, I might just be like, eh, are you sure? I might question you.
Right. You know, your online presence, and again, I don't want to speak too much about it, but it could prohibit people from coming to your center, mm-hmm. for sure, if it's not the right image out there.
Which really talks about another thing that you need to worry about is, how does your building look? You know, you get them there for the tour. Is your building a good representation of... We almost had...
Woo!
If you're watching, you will have seen that Caroline almost just spilled her water.
The look on my face.
If you're listening, that's why we're laughing right now, because she almost spilled her water and that would have been fun.
But there's a lid.
But is it closed? Do you have the thing closed?
It's not closed. That could have been bad. My heart. Like, I can't handle that stress.
We would have been had to be like, pause.
Maddie would be crazy at us. All right. Anyway, sorry to interrupt.
Is your center, is it clean? Have you landscaped? If you have property, is that the right word? If you have grass, like, is it mowed? Have you trimmed the bushes? Like, have you picked up the garbage that inevitably falls under out of cars?
Especially when the snow melts.
There's that thing I lost 2 months ago.
Or like the wind has blown stuff into your bushes for like months now, mm-hmm. and it's just garbage. But yeah, your facility is definitely one of those things, you know, that first impressions matter. And we're talking about going back to the basics. So simply looking at your facility, both interior and exterior, and saying, is this putting out the right image?
Well, and I know we talk, like, is it lovely to be lovely? Who uses that word?
Is it lovely? It's so lovely today.
Are we saying, like, go and repaint your whole building? No, because that's not, it's expensive. But do you have chip paint? Is there garbage in the corners? Or is there, you know, like, does it look...
Because we like to hide garbage in the corner.
You know what I mean? Like, you get, like, the dust stuff, and it kind of just gets stuck in the corner.
Like little whatever. Dust bunnies. Wait, Easter's coming. We can talk about dust bunnies.
Okay, you know what I mean? Like, does it look upkept? Is that the right word? Does it look like you're keeping up with your facility?
Everything is sounding really funny to
me. Moving along.
Wait, all I can picture... Hold on. All I can picture... I need to bring some humor into the situation. Are those peeps... Have you ever, okay, sidebar.
The marshmallow, the little marshmallow sugary peeps. Thingies.
Have you ever had a contest in the microwave with peeps?
You know what I think about peeps? They all belong in the garbage.
Right. You don't eat them. You have fun with them. That's what I'm trying to say. Have you ever had a contest? You stick two peeps on a plate with a toothpick in them facing each other. My son and I did that.
And you see which one blows up quicker?
And you see which one pops the other. So the toothpick turns into a sword. And then
So do you set them up like on like their...
No, they're on a paper plate.
Like laying flat.
Laying flat next to each other with a toothpick facing each other.
Okay.
You have to... So one thing we learned is you have to put your name in front of your peep. So, you know, because after they start spinning and they get all mutated, you forget whose is whose. So put your name on the paper plate before it.
You have like rules about this. Like this is really serious.
This was serious stuff. Well, and don't let the peep start on fire in your microwave. That's the other thing. But it is really fun to watch the peeps get all, the marshmallow starts to explode and get really big. And then one of the toothpicks will pop the other one.
And I just like go, burr, burr, burr.
Yeah, it's really fun. Anyways, I don't know where that came from.
I think I said dust bunnies.
Dust bunnies.
And you went
turned into peeps.
Well, that happened.
You know, on that note. So
that's what you call going down a rabbit hole. Is that right? Like a pun? But bum-bum-ch.
That was good. Go down a rabbit hole.
Talk about peeps.
Well, anyways, that's a really fun, if you want to give your families a fun thing to do at home. But just do a disclosure that you're not responsible for what happens in the microwave.
The mess?
Well, that's why you have to put it on a paper plate. That's the really important part. Because I think the first time that we did it, we just put them on the plate.
Like a good plate? And did you just have to throw the plate away?
It was so bad. So paper plates, don't let them start on fire. Write your names down so you can see who's who, and it's a really good time.
Okay, so as I was saying... Just make sure your center is clean. It looks like you care about it.
Right.
And then, you know, when you do that, you have to also make sure that your materials that you hand out are up to date.
I was hoping you were going to get to that one because, like, you skipped.
Aren't you, like, in my head right now? This is, I didn't really realize I skipped. I thought I had talked about that and then realized I didn't. you called me out.
I called you out.
Anyways, we have to get back on track here.
This is a tough one today. All right, materials.
So, do you hand out brochures, which we feel like you should? Brochures or a welcome packet or any other
things? Tour packet.
Tour packet, whatever you give to families. Is it current?
Oh, newsletters.
Like a newsletter?
Newsletters, anything.
Is that stuff current? Is it up to date? Or was it like done 2 years ago and you don't even service that age anymore? You've changed web addresses? Like,
it doesn't match your website or how your facility looks. You know, your materials, everything needs to kind of flow and have that same brand, you know, appearance. And so, again, back to the basics. If you have had the same brochure that you've been copying in your copying machine over and over and over for years and years,
it might be time to update.
To redo it.
Right. Well, and that's the thing is, you know, redoing that kind of stuff, it's a little bit of an investment up front and it takes time. So when you need it, it's too late. You need to, again, back to basics, like let's just take inventory once a year. Are we good on brochures? Is information still current? Are we good on folders and all this other stuff? Or do we need to put in an order?
Do you remember that day? Do you remember that day we had like 2,500 folders that we had to get rid of?
I do remember the day that all of a sudden you just watched and in the door brought boxes and boxes and boxes of folders, and we had them
forever.
So in our previous job, I was there for almost 10 years. I ordered them one time and it was literally probably 6 months before I left because we had so many.
Yeah, so don't over-order because if you change anything,
And that was the problem is we had changed a little bit of our branding and we're like, well, we have to use these up because we don't want to waste them. But again, I would just order what you would need for a year. Put it into your budget, a line item for marketing materials and, you know, gauge what you think you'll need. Go with it.
Go with it.
Yeah.
So the next one's my favorite is people.
People.
Back to the basics, people. Making them raving fans. You know, a raving fan is someone that's going to brag about you, that's going to be your cheerleader. They're going to be out there referring business. They're going to refer other teachers, other employees to come. Your people are really the backbone. So when you think of back to basics, what are you doing to make raving fans out of your families and out of your staff?
Well, and I think you make a good point. It's not just families and it's not just teachers. It's both.
Exactly. And then, you know, how do you do that? create an environment where they feel appreciated. You know, create an environment where they're being engaged, where you're getting their feedback, you know, where you're bringing value to them.
And if you're getting their feedback, make sure you take it in. And we all know you can't make all the changes that they want in the world. You can't. But can you modify things to make them feel heard?
Exactly. So always look at your families and your staff as resources that you can use to make your business better, you know, to be out there, you know, cheerleading you on. You know, we have a customer that is doing a contest.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is a really cool idea. We're doing a raving fan contest. So basically, you know, putting, it's not a bumper sticker.
It's a decal.
A decal.
On a window, like a window, a car window cling.
A cling on your window. So that when you're driving around, you can take pictures of how you're like being a raving fan on behalf of the childcare center. And then posting that image and making a contest out of it. That's just really fun. And it gets families involved. You know, you can do the same thing for your staff.
Well, and everyone likes a little bit of a competition.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that there's nothing wrong with a little bit of a healthy competition. Like who's going the furthest to be a raving fan, or who went to the craziest. Maybe they were at the car wash and got a picture of them at the car wash with all the, you know, like the fun colors that drop on your window. And you're like, this is kind of fun.
Wait. Did we tell about my car wash experience?
I don't even think I know about the car wash experience.
Who was I talking to?
You were talking to me.
I was talking to you. I was like, I thought so.
Okay, so this is a story.
I don't know why we keep sidetracking today. It could be the uncertainty in the times. But so I went through a car wash.
As people do.
Just recently, I was in a car. And
as opposed to going through one, what? Not in a car?
Well, what was that TV show?
I have no idea.
Convenience in the car?
No. We're looking to Maddie like she just can read her mind. I have no idea what
Never
she's
mind.
Talking
it's
about.
Probably not appropriate to talk about. So you can comment on this podcast if you know what I'm talking about. Inappropriate car wash experiences. But anyways, so I've...
What is it?
Oh, you're putting me on the spot.
You don't even know the show, but it's a show. Is it The Office?
No, it was a TV show. Where this female lawyer went through the car wash.
Like, walked through it?
No, she was. I can't talk about this on the podcast. She goes through a car wash. Never mind. I'm blushing now. Anyways, I'm in a car wash innocently in my car. And the car in front of me doesn't get out enough. So I'm kind of like back too far. And the roller starts rolling and I'm not in the right position. My car is not in the right spot. So I'm talking to you on the phone and I'm freaking out because this thing is going to squish my car because it's going to come too late. It's not going to think I'm there and it's going to bulldoze me. And
so you were thinking of all the terrible things that could go wrong instead of just accepting like it'll figure itself out.
Well, it took a while for it to adjust. So it like comes to my car and it like got... Anyways, it was horrific. It was horrifying. I was scared. I made it out. I got out of my car and I went to check to make sure there were no scratches all around it because it was
like
so...
How far off were you? Like a foot?
No,
or
like really far.
Okay. Well, usually,
dangerously far.
So why didn't you just keep pulling up? Like it tells you to pull up until it tells you to stop, doesn't it?
I don't. It gave
so
me
were
the
you
red
not
light.
Following directions?
Don't call me out now.
I'm just saying. Usually it says green, green, green until it says red.
I don't know. It was red. It told me to stop and I stopped. It didn't tell me now to pull forward or to go back. So I was stuck.
So maybe it was your interpretation that you were in the wrong space and you really weren't. Could that be it?
It could be. I don't know. Someone needs to comment below on this other TV series I was talking about. Because if I could have had that experience in the car wash.
Let's keep going because I feel like this is getting a little bit... I don't really even know. Number four, community. Do you need a minute? Everyone, like, I have no clue what you're talking about. So I'm just sitting here like, what's going on?
Community. And business.
/ businesses. So
is that the same thing? Community, business.
It's not really. It is, but it's not.
True.
So you know, again, back to basics. Are you utilizing the community? Are you tapped into what's happening? Are you a member of the Chamber of Commerce? Are you a member of other? I mean, I think most cities probably have those networking groups. I know we do around here. There's quite a bit. I would anticipate most.
There's a lot of like economic development corporations where you can participate and really keep a pulse on, you know, just the economic status of your specific community, including, you know, even your state and the U.S. and the world. But yeah, there's a lot of different organizations that you can partner with, just, you know, be a part of. Keep a pulse on and let them know you're here. You know, we're, especially during this time, the one thing that we have found is that childcare is essential.
Mm-hmm.
I forget the word they're calling it, a critical service.
Essential. Yeah. It's essential care.
Service.
Yeah.
And
in Wisconsin, at least, they are considering childcare an essential service.
I think they're considering that in a lot of the other states too. And so when you think about that, we should be out in our communities proud of the, you know, service that we provide. And they're not going to necessarily know that we're there if we aren't active in our community.
Right. I'm a firm believer, and it was one of my favorite things to do when I was at the center, is to get involved and do community events. They're so fun. They really are. You know, you go and they do outdoor carnivals and
not parades though. Those are not fun. I'm sorry.
Caroline is not a parade person. And I don't really have a stance on that because we never participated in one I never took part in that. But just being in your community, I know a lot of communities do like a NAC night, a night against crime, and it's usually in August.
Right.
And, you know, I think that's going to be a topic for a later time. We're going to do community outreach, but.
Right.
That among, like, get involved. There's tons and tons and tons of activities that are happening all the time. Winter, spring, summer, fall. There's no, I would venture to guess there's always something going on that you can get involved in, either directly or indirectly by giving a donation or something like that.
Right. And even today when, you know, we're not allowed to be more than 6 feet apart from each other. So there's not community gatherings per se, but how can you continue to be a resource to your community in times like this? And so just remembering that no matter what's going on in the world, you know, there's always an impact that we could be making in our community. So whether it's maybe your childcare center is out there helping feed the elderly people that can't go out to the grocery stores, you know, helping those families that maybe are quarantined or whatever. So, you know, how can you impact your community in a positive way?
And really, I mean, that kind of touches on doing cross marketing. So what can you and another business do together to help each other out? You know,
right. Especially now, when businesses are getting closed.
Anytime, mm-hmm. Anytime, always, you know, if there's a gym down the street, is there a way you can cross market with them? If there's a photographer or a sub place. Food, yay. You know, but what can you do and how can you be that? Because ultimately you want to be seen as a resource in the community for anything child related. So someone could even just call and say, hey, that doesn't maybe even go to your center. Wouldn't it be great if you could help a family that just knows that they can call you and ask you to refer them somewhere because you know a great dentist or hair cutting place or pediatrician
or where you can get financial resources,
anything,
right,
that they know that they could just call you and
or abuse services. I mean,
like, no strings attached. They can just call you and say, hey, I need this help. Where can I go? And you can, you know, you can give that to them.
Right. And they're not just going to know to do that. It's because you've made an impact in the community. You've put blogs out there. You've had trainings at your center. Mm-hmm. You're known in the community. Whatever that reason is they know you're there and they know what you stand for.
Mm-hmm.
And so, right. So back to the basics. Really, it sounds like a lot of stuff, random stuff.
It kind of does, but I think if you just keep it simple, you know, you don't have
stupid.
Right. You don't have to go and be a resource for every business right now. Pick one or two and just build upon that. You know, start small and build up on it. And then it's just stuff that you continuously do. It just becomes part of your culture and part of who you are as a center.
I do want to quote Shalom is one of my dear friends, and he's started Hopping In, which is a drop-in online service that you can use. It's an app and it's amazing. And we'll talk about that in the future. But he also runs childcare centers in Illinois. But he's done a webinar for us on marketing tips. Mm-hmm. And I just love this one statement that he says is, think about this when you're thinking going back to the basics of marketing in childcare. What can you do for the most exposure for the least effort? So you're getting the most exposure for the least amount of effort and the most exposure at the least cost.
Mm-hmm.
And then is it easy to keep consistent? So think about it in those sense. Like, what can you do for the most exposure, for the least effort and the least cost, and something that's going to be easy to keep consistent?
Well, and I think it's important that you talk about that, because when you talk about going back to basics, if you don't do it consistently, then your efforts are not going to be...
You're not going to see the fruits of your labor.
Right. That's what I was trying to... Thank you for reading my mind.
I knew that's what you were going to say.
But, you know, it's really easy for us to say that, but you have to just start small and just do a little bit at a time and just keep it consistent. And then it'll just be part of what you do.
Right. And if you feel alone, if marketing is something that doesn't feel comfortable right now because you haven't done it in a while or you haven't felt the need to do it, there's a lot of resources. Start with us, Childcare Biz Help, and we have a ton of information for you, ways to help you out, and, you know, get the support of your community. And just, again, what can you do that's simple that's going to have the biggest impact?
And we will link Shalom's. It's a webinar, it's I think a webinar. It was. Mm-hmm. So we'll link that in the description on our website so people can watch that if they would like to.
Sounds good. You want to wrap us up?
I just thought about like wrapping a present right now.
Aww.
So really, I don't know that we need to say anything else, but just keep it consistent and just remember the basics, and that will get you through hard times. Perfect. Or anytime. So I guess until next time, if you have any questions, email us at info@daycareoverhaul.com. Find us on social, comment on our YouTube, and we'll see you guys next time.
All right. See y'all.
Bye.
Bye.